This is Akashvani, the news read by Apugapak. The festival of harvest Lohri is being celebrated today in North India, especially in Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Delhi, Jammu and Chandigarh. Lohri marks the end of the long nights of winter and welcomes the longer days of summer as the sun begins its journey to the northern hemisphere. Lohri is celebrated very enthusiastically and zestfully, accompanied by many customs and traditions. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today greeted all Indian people living in the country and abroad on the auspicious occasion of Lohri, Makar Sankranti, Pongal and Magh Bihu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and dedicated the prestigious Sonamarg Tunnel to the nation in central Kashmir's Gandharbal district. Earlier, the Prime Minister inspected the tunnel and was briefed about the project. The Sonamarg Tunnel will significantly reduce the travel time to just 20-25 minutes between Gagangir and Sonamarg. The opening of the tunnel is a major step towards making the Ladakh region accessible by road throughout the year. It will increase socio-economic development throughout the region, including Kargil and Leh districts. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch Mission Mausam tomorrow with the goal of making the country a weather-ready and climate-smart nation. The mission aims to achieve this by developing cutting-edge weather surveillance technologies and systems, implementing high-resolution atmospheric observations, next-generation radars and satellites, and high-performance computers. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi has said that the situation is sensitive but stable at the northern borders. He affirmed that the border forces are well poised to deal with any adverse situation, and building a robust infrastructure at the border areas is the key priority of the Indian Army. Briefing during the annual press conference of the Indian Army in New Delhi today, General Dwivedi said that the situation is under control in the Jammu and Kashmir region and it is moving forward from terrorism to tourism.
Coming on to J&K, situation is firmly under control. Past year, 60% of terrorists eliminated were of Pakistan origin. Tourism, development activities, Amarnath Yatra, where we witnessed more than 5 lakh pilgrims this time, and peaceful conduct of elections are indicators to a positive change. So the theme of terrorism to tourism is gradually taking shape.
On the current situation in Manipur, Army Chief said that the synergized efforts of security forces and proactive government initiatives have brought the situation under control. He underlined that, however, cyclic incidents of violence continue and the government is working to establish peace in the region. The Army Chief also underscored that enhanced surveillance and fencing work is progressing on the Myanmar border to restore peace. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has rejected Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal's allegation that during a recent Delhi Development Authority DDA meeting, the land use of Shakur Basti area has been changed. He termed the allegation as baseless, saying the DDA has neither changed the land use of this colony nor has given any eviction or demolition notice. Over 6 million devotees and pilgrims have taken the holy dip till now as world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering Mahakumbh began today in Prayagraj with Amrit Snan on Posh Purnima. Devotees, pilgrims and visitors are taking a holy dip in various ghats of Triveni Sangam, the confluence of River Ganga, Yamuna and the mythical River Saraswati. The grand event will continue till Mahashivratri on the 26th of February. A rare celestial alignment that occurs only once in 144 years adds significance to the Mahakumbh this year. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold day conditions in isolated pockets of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and West Rajasthan today. Northern, eastern and northeastern states of the country can experience dense fog in the morning and night hours during the next 2 days. IMD said northwest, central and west India are likely to witness a gradual fall in the minimum temperatures by 2-3 degrees Celsius during the next 2 days. Meanwhile, the movement of several trains is affected as dense fog has engulfed the Delhi NCR region, causing low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 12 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to 2 hours. Indian High Commissioner to Dhaka Pranay Verma and Bangladesh Foreign Secretary Mohammad Jashimuddin today discussed New Delhi's commitment to ensuring a crime-free border and effectively address the challenges of smuggling, movement of criminals and trafficking. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.